Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Lok Sabha Member of Parliament from Nagaland, S. Supung Meranjami, yesterday paid a courtesy call to Deputy Ambassador of Ireland to India, Raymond Mullen, at the Embassy of Ireland, New Delhi. Communications Department of Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee in a press release said that during the meeting, they discussed and acknowledged each other's rich culture and traditions and expressed the need for intercultural exchange initiatives in the future. They also exchanged views on the scope and potential for bilateral cooperation and collaboration in a range of areas, especially in the agro-based sector, and agreed on exploring possibilities to take the idea forward. Mugukchung Police said that one person identified as 33-year-old Mua Kappa Iyer, who is an SS sergeant in NSC in Kango, has been arrested in connection with a case of sexual assault of a 3-year-old at Saring village under Mugukchung district. Additional SO and PRO Mugukchung Police in a press release yesterday said that the arrest was made after an FIR was received on August 11. Police say that a criminal case has been registered against the accused at Women Police Station, Mugukchung. The release further added that the accused is presently under police custody and the case is under investigation. Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker and Chairman of the House Committee has convened a meeting of the House Committee on 19 August 2024. The Speaker has informed all concerned committee members to meet at 11 a.m. in the committee room of the Assembly Secretariat. The Department of Power Nagaland has informed that power supply to Peck District and Mallory area have been affected due to line fault in the 132 kV Mallory Kifre transmission line since August 12th. Executive Engineer Transmission Division Kohima in a release said that 132 kV Kohima-Mallory-Gifre transmission line was damaged by landslide due to two-laning road earth-cutting works by NHIDCL near Losami village, Peck district, during September 2023 and is yet to be restored. The power supply to Gifre and Peck districts, including LHEP, is being fed temporarily through 66 kV Twensang-Gifre transmission line. The department said it is making all efforts to restore the 132 kV Mallory Gifre transmission line at the earliest and appeal to the consumers to bear with the inconvenience caused. District AIDS Prevention and Control Unit Kohima under the Nagaland State AIDS Control Society organized the second edition of the marathon race, Red Run, yesterday. The event was held as part of the International Youth Day. Chief Medical Officer, CMO Kohima, Dr. Liamni Konyak, flagged off the race from TCBK to Kohima Law College. In his speech, the CMO emphasized the need to create awareness on HIV/AIDS. He stressed that prevention is the key to holding the epidemic. In the male category, Shah S. from Kohima College backed the first position, while Jeet Bahadur from Sazole College and Mar Damsa Iyer from St. Joseph's College Autonomous backed the second and third positions, respectively. In the female category, Hantula T. from Cross College backed first position, while Z. Liani Azung from Don Bosco College and Kutula from Oriental College backed second and third positions, respectively. District AIDS Control Officer Dr. Chipentan Kitan presented the awards to the winners. The first winners in both male and female category will represent Kohima District in the state-level marathon race. District Hub for Empowerment of Women, THEW, in collaboration with Saki One Stop Center, Longleng, yesterday organized a one-day interactive session on awareness on gender-sensitive justice for safety and security of the girl child and her ecosystem. The program was held for Mahila Police at Women Police Station, Longleng. Psychosocial Counselor Saki OSC, Longleng, Nyang Nyung Sangla, Pom talked about the functioning of Saki One Stop Center, the various services available, and how to avail them. She briefed the gathering about Women Helpline number 181, which is available 24/7. Officer in charge Vico Pino briefed the gathering on crime against women and protection of children from sexual offense. The OC also acknowledged the DHEW Longling. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.